Now you will hear the third segment.
American teenagers and their parents spend $30 billion a year on clothing. It used to be that big brands dictated fashion tastes, but it seems that social media is changing all this. Our own Kyle Shannon spoke with Jessica Corbin, our marketing analyst who monitors the retail industry, about what's going on.
So, what's happening with teen fashion?
The big thing with teens these days is they're mixing and matching. They're less focused on brands and more focused on creating an individual identity. And they're promoting this identity on social media. So if you go to one of those social media sites, you'll find thousands of selfies that kids are taking with their cell phones and posting online.
Pictures people take of themselves?
Right. So kids are, in effect, branding themselves, and they're posting these images online and increasingly looking at themselves and each other and less at big brands for inspiration.
So what's happening to the big-name fashion brands? Are they disappearing?
Not disappearing, but their influence is weakening. Just 8 years ago, the three biggest youth-oriented fashion brands represented about 35% of teen spending on fashion. They now represent 12%. And the brands that have captured that 20% market share is not just one or two brands, it's hundreds of them. So where you had just a handful of brands dictating teen fashions a few years ago, you now have hundreds.
Do teens even care about brands anymore? I mean, when I was young, we always made sure to display the brand name on clothing we were wearing. And, you know, it was a big deal.
Not anymore. At my firm, we survey thousands of teenagers each year, and I used to visit high schools and see all kids dressing alike, with their brand showing, like you said. Well, you just don't see that anymore. Kids really don't care about the brand.
So how does social media play into this?
Social media makes it easy for kids to mix and match. So let's say you have a red skirt and you want to pair it with something. You go to one of these photo sharing sites and type in red skirt and you'll immediately see hundreds of ideas, people wearing red skirts, pairing them with various pieces.
And you couldn't care less what the brand is.
Exactly. The brand's irrelevant.
So what are the big brands doing to try to re-grab market share?
Brands like to link their look to a certain lifestyle. They try to develop what we call brand stories so that when you look at a brand, you immediately link it to a certain lifestyle. What social media has done is make it more difficult for these brands to project their stories in a top-down manner. So the big change in brand building today is trying to build word of mouth. You see a lot of fashion companies posting on social media, getting customers to post selfies and trying, in effect, to encourage customers to create a story about their brand. But there's no doubt they can't control the messaging like they used to.